How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Haunted Cafe podcast. We are on episode 13. Spooky, spooky 13.
Spooky, dooky 13.
Yep, and just to bring on the spookiness, we're going to be talking about the elevator game today.
Yay.
Or the elevator ritual.
Yeah.
Is more so what it is.
Yeah, elevators, some music's good, some music is shitty, and now there's horror involved.
Yes. Just dims your opinion on elevators,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it doesn't really bring my opinion of it up that very high.
Yeah.
It kind of brings it down.
Same here. This is definitely a ritual game, whatever, that I would definitely not try.
Yeah, no.
No, like, screw that. Not in a million years. But
I've seen way too many Resident Evil 1 movies to want to be trapped in an elevator.
Oh.
Yeah, the very first Resident Evil movie has an elevator scene that is like,
Oh, okay. I've never seen any of those, and yeah. I don't plan on it, so.
Yeah, no, don't.
All right, so first off, I just wanted to talk about exactly what the elevator, what the elevator game is. I don't want to actually say, like, what you have to do just yet, to play it, but I just wanted to obviously kind of, like, explain what we're talking about. So, the elevator game is a ritual-style game, I'm using, like, air quotes, because it's not really a game, that originated in South Korea. In fact, it was in 2014 that this legend popped up on Korean social media sites. Like, I'm probably going to pronounce these wrong. It looks like damn, but it's not. It's like daum. D-A-U-M.
It might be daum.
Yeah, something like that.
Daum. Daum. Daum, son! I don't know.
Probably daum.
Daum.
Something like that.
Daum, come and me one go up.
Wow. And, Naver.
Let me see.
I'm bad at pronunciation. You guys know this. It's N-A-V-E-R.
Naver.
Naver.
I don't know.
It's probably
Naver. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so the website that I grabbed some of this information from found a Daum blog from July 11th, 2010. So it's, I mean, this legend is way earlier than that.
Yeah, way earlier.
That's like the first recorded, technically recorded.
12 years ago.
Yeah. Wow, that's a while. I didn't even think about that.
Think about that, everybody. Anyone born in 2010 is now 12 years old.
Jeez. Okay. Why you mess me up like that?
Well, anyone born in 2000 is now 22 years old.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay. So, this is like a blog post. So, it actually describes... It's a person describing... playing the game. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later, though.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, like, the first record was basically somebody playing the game.
Alright.
Yep. So, while most of the stories start by saying that it originated in Korea, like I said, there are also other sources that state that the origins are from Japan. So, it's kind of like the Asian countries, which, honestly, it makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody, no one else is, like, no offense to, like, you know, Japan or whatever, but nobody's creepy enough to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, Japan are very creative.
Like, the ring and, yeah, like, exactly. You know, they're very, yeah.
it's not the ring. It was, the ring was with the girl from the well, the grudge.
Oh, the grudge, yeah.
The grudge was creepy as hell.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. I said the wrong thing. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know, the ring might be...
I thought that was Japanese, but...
I know the grudge for sure is.
Yeah.
I don't know. And The Train to Busan, I believe, is another really effed up movie. It's like, based off, like, a zombie... Like, a demonic zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Or
something like that. I think it's called... I think it's The Train to Busan. One or the other.
Honestly, but, that sounds kind of familiar, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Like I said, it's either Korea or Japan. I'm not entirely sure. I guess it really doesn't matter. It came from over there, and it started out with that post, and then it just kind of, like, spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
So what exactly is the elevator game? It's also known as the elevator to another world, or the elevator to hell. So already the names don't sound that great.
Well, they have a first person experience jump scare game called the Wrong Floor.
That, oh yeah.
That Juicy from The Boys played recently.
Yeah, so. Where you like have to climb up and then you walk out onto that plank or whatever.
No, that's VR. I'm talking about there's an actual first person game called the Wrong Floor, and you end up in the basement. The elevator gets messed up, falls to the basement, and you have to jump off the elevator before it collapses and you die. And then when you're down there, you literally get stalked by this giant 7-foot-tall homeless guy that is a complete psychopath.
Okay, wow. So, I mean, that's not...
There's like dead bodies all over the place. Like
it's not exactly the same, but creepy.
Yeah, so it's like they have a lot of creepy crap with elevators.
Yeah, elevators freak me out too. But yeah, so first... I'm going to start getting into, like, not the rules, but the way to play, if you want to do it correctly. If you don't do it correctly, one, it probably won't work, or two, you'll be stuck kind of, like, in between dimensions, supposedly.
Yeah.
So first, you have to get into an empty elevator. The hotel or building or whatever you're in, it has to be at least 10 floors. It can be, like, more, obviously. This one guy that I watched on YouTube...
Ooh, excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah.
The one guy that I watched on YouTube, he did it at, like, I think it was the Hollywood Roosevelt or something like that.
Huh.
It's a hotel in California, Las Vegas, I think. And it's, like, it's where a bunch of celebrities, like, passed away.
Oh, wow.
And he did it. He went on to... He completed it, like, perfectly fine. And, I mean, nothing happened.
Is that some Hotel California based off of it?
That's either based off of that one or off of the Cecil. Because the Cecil is another haunted one, too.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure. But, yeah, so anyway, it depends. I don't think the apartment or the building has to be haunted.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you have to have 10 floors. I think it helps if it's haunted, because you're supposed to, I mean, we'll get into it later, but I think it helps if it's haunted. So,
and by the way, if you guys hear the chimes and the clanking in the background, it's just because we have our sliding door open, and that's our wind chimes just making a bunch of noise because it's windy. We were originally going to do this outside, but yeah. It was so loud. Right when we started recording, it was unreal.
Yeah, the wind, like, picked up, like, really crazy.
Yeah, and we were, like, screaming over the wind chimes, so we were like, we're going to take this inside.
So to keep going, you need at least 10 floors. You must play by yourself, which to me is like, nope. I don't want to be by myself. Don't want to be by myself. No one else can play or be on the elevator with you, or else it just won't work. You go up and down various levels to get to the other world. So now I'm going to go into full detail on exactly how to play. So get your pen and papers out if you're, no offense, dumb enough to try this.
Yeah.
So
don't be stupid.
Yeah. So like I said, find a building with at least 10 floors. Make sure you are absolutely alone and no one else joins you in the elevator throughout the process. So like, even if you're halfway through the process and let's just say like some stranger gets on, except for like the certain stranger that we're going to get into. Yeah, if, like, some random, like, a hotel guest or something jumps on the elevator with you, stop the process, because it won't work. So,
You have to restart it over?
Yes, you have to start completely over.
That sucks.
You have to start at the bottom floor, or floor number one.
Yeah.
Press the button to get to the fourth floor. Don't get out. Some cases also say don't look out of the elevator.
Huh.
I don't know if that really matters or not, but you can't step out. That's, like... definitely one thing that everything says to not do. Then you go to the second floor. Then you have to jump up to the sixth floor. Go back down to the second floor.
Jesus.
And then finally, go to the 10th floor. Once again, don't get out on any of these floors. Some sources say, some sources say don't look outside. Then step... The fourth step, at least how I wrote it, is go to the fifth floor. There, a young woman may or may not enter the elevator with you.
Huh.
Do not talk to her. Don't look at her. Don't do anything with her. Just be like, fuck you. No. Avoid everything. It's kind of like a introvert interaction. Avoid eye contact and keep your head down.
Yeah, exactly. Watch your feet as you walk.
yeah, just look straight down. Some cases even say that she might look really familiar to you. Whether it be, I'm not sure if I say this later on, but it could be like someone that may have passed away that you know, or just someone very similar to someone that you may know. Like, it could be a complete stranger, or it could be someone really close. Some instructions say that she might try messing with you, like talking to you, asking for help, kind of like egging you on to pay attention to her. But everything says do not talk to her, like don't make any kind of contact. So definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah.
This freaks me out, so I'm getting like, ooh. So like I said, some say that she may look familiar. I'm not sure if it means that if, like, a family member that passed. I hope not. That would be really, like...
Yeah, it'd be messed up.
Yeah, that would be, like, a little traumatizing to me.
Yeah.
But then you have to press the button to go back to the first floor. If you press the first floor, but you start going up to the 10th floor, congratulations. You did the steps correctly, and you are now in the game. So, stay on the elevator until you, until I think you get to the 10th floor. Either 10th or 5th. I think I get into that later on.
Okay.
Sorry. It's like, there's so many steps and levels and stuff. It's like, ugh. But if you press the first floor button and it actually goes to the first floor, it says to get off the moment the door is open and don't look back or speak. I feel like that means that something didn't work or you definitely aren't invited to the other side.
Yeah.
So they're telling you to, like, no thanks, get off and go.
Yeah.
So, I would be scared to look back anyway. I probably wouldn't look back, like, all night. Just like, nope, you're calling me from behind, no thanks. But, okay, so if it does work and you arrive at the 10th floor, you can either stay on the elevator or get off. I don't know if I'd want to get off, but I'd rather get off of the elevator instead of staying with the little girl or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's creepy to me.
Yeah.
If you go to get off, the girl or lady may try asking you questions or call your name, but you just have to ignore her again. It may seem kind of rude to ignore. What my train of thought was that she's kind of like, not like the Grim Reaper, but you know that, what is it? You know the boat that takes you to the other side? The ferry to the other side. There's that guy that's on it. I can't think of what
it
was.
I forget what his name is.
But she kind of reminds me of that. Like, she's just making sure that you have a safe passage.
Yeah.
So it kind of seems like you're being mean to her. But, you know, some stories say that if you talk to her, she won't let you return to the real world. She wants to keep you forever and ever. So, I mean... You gotta be rude if you want to.
You gave me attention. Now you're mine forever.
Yeah. And I even made the joke. I was like, it must be boring all the time directing people to the underworld, and then not even to get like a thank you in return.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, that's you're welcome.
That's just mean.
But yeah, definitely don't talk to her if you want to come back home. So now you're on the 10th floor. You finally reach the other world. What exactly does it look like? Well, it looks kind of like our world, honestly, except it's supposedly, like, a lot darker, and I'm not entirely sure what that means, but it might mean, like, nighttime. Like, you know, it looks like it's dark out, like, kind of like what it looks like now, you know?
Yeah.
Not that you guys can see it, but...
It's currently 7:30 at night, so it's dark here.
Yeah, like there's no sunshine or anything like that.
You know sunshine when she's gone.
Copyright.
What?
Copyright.
Yeah.
Also, the other world is devoid of all other life. Obviously, because it's the other side. But what I mean like that is you won't see anyone else around. Like, you won't see people. Like, it won't be busy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially if you're in, like, a hotel. You're not going to see, like, people bustling down the halls.
Yeah.
Some reports say that you will see a distant red cross through a window. I'm not sure if it's, like, in the sky or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, this really big Red Cross.
Hmm.
And you always see it. And also, I saw that some reports say that you can see ghosts. Because, like, obviously you're on the other side, so you can see, like,
yeah.
dead spirits or whatever. So, then maybe that's why it would help if the place is, like, more haunted. You can see the ghosts that are there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure on that one. But people also report that electronics do not work on the other side. They will either malfunction or just not even turn on. There's a bunch of videos on YouTube of people that have, like, gone to the other side, or, you know, we made it to the other, like, the video that I was telling you about the guy, he supposedly got to the other side, supposedly when he clicked the first floor, he went up to the 10th, and, you know, and he was able to record, but supposedly you're not supposed to, so not sure if that's just people are faking YouTube stuff, which, well, yeah, you know,
obviously, for attention.
Yeah, or if it's maybe for some reason their cameras worked. Who knows?
Yeah.
Something else may happen and you need to be aware of. People are known to get extremely dizzy or disoriented as they're walking around on the 10th floor. Almost as if you can get, like, extremely lost. Like, you lose your sense of direction. You can forget where you are and what you're doing. To me, that sounds, like, absolutely terrifying. Like, I always want to be in control, like, no matter what.
Yeah. I found that bug we were looking for.
Oh,
it's dead.
No. I'm
terrified. It looks like the cats might have got it.
I don't like bugs. Sorry, guys. We're going to... We'll take a quick minute to pick up the bug and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back. The bug has been handled. It was already dead. Poor little buggy.
Yeah, I tried saving it earlier, but it, like, randomly disappeared. I had it in the napkin. And I took it over to the door. I thought it was still in my napkin when I walked outside. I opened the napkin, it was gone. And I was like, where the heck did it go?
Yeah, I don't know what happened between the door and...
Yeah, I have no idea.
But, anyway, so where we were at, that's a tongue twister, was, like I said, you can get extremely dizzy or disoriented. You can get really lost, which I don't like. Like I said, that's really terrifying to me. I like being in control of myself. Like, I know, I want to know where I'm going, what I'm doing. And this is going to sound really dumb, but it's kind of the reason why I don't really like drinking a lot or, like, really smoking weed or anything. Like, I just don't like, I don't like the idea of not having control of my body.
Yeah.
So to me, this just, like, this freaks me out.
It's triggering.
And the thing with, like, this as well, like, with alcohol or with, like, weed or whatever, you can go and sit and, like, just chill on the couch and know everything's going to be okay. This one you actually have to, like, think about, so it's, like, absolutely terrifying. So, and then, so, with this game, like I said, you have to make sure that, you know where you're going, you have to keep paying attention to everything. If you pass out during this game, you may wake up back at home in your bed. And now, while that doesn't really sound too scary, it's like, it's finally over. It's not over. The bad part is that you aren't out of the other world. You're still in the game. You could still technically be in the other world. One of the rules lists that one of the rules lists that you need to, like, look around your, like, you know, you'll be back home, so you have to look at your apartment or your house and see if things are off. So, like, I'm not sure what exactly that means. Maybe it could mean, like, stuff's not in the same spot, or maybe stuff is different colors. Like, I'm not. But if stuff's off, you need to go back to that same elevator. You did the ritual in to begin with, and you have to repeat the ritual to get out of the other world. Which that can be kind of fucked.
What happens if you stay in the world though? Like,
I'm not sure. I mean, you're not gonna be in this one where there's
I know.
I'm not sure.
And does time pass while you're in there, or does time freeze for the other world that you're in? There's a lot of questions that go unanswered about
definitely.
This.
Definitely. Because it's like, not explained.
No, it's not. And like, say, like, when you get to the 10th floor on the final step, and you walk out, if you happen to have a sledgehammer in hand, are there doors in the hallway that you're in? And if so, can you break down those doors to see if there are actually people?
Well, it's basically, let's just say a hotel. You do this in a hotel, and you come to the 10th floor, it's still going to look exactly the same as the real world. It's just going to be devoid of all human life, or at least, you know, as far as you know, and it's going to be a little bit darker. So everything's still going to be the same. You can probably open, if it's unlocked, you can open doors.
I'm not and like, what if they're locked, though? Can they be broken down? There's just, like, a lot of...
I'm sure. I'm wondering if you were to, like, break something down, like you were saying. Like, if you were to break a door down in the other world and then do the ritual to come out and go back up to that 10th floor,
would that door be broken or would it be repaired?
I'm not sure. That's a good question, honestly.
There's a lot of questions that are going on with this.
So, you go through, you do the ritual, you end up on the 10th floor, you go look around. I don't really think you can exit the 10th floor. I mean, you probably could. You can't do it by a different elevator, so you'd probably have to use, like, the stairs. So when you want to exit this other world, you have to get back into the same elevator that you started on, which that's also, like, another key point with the make sure you keep your directions straight, because if you get on the wrong one, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the lady will be, like, waiting for you, or if it's more so she, like, guides you across.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's not mentioned either. You have to do the same ritual as before, finishing on the 5th floor. So it's 4th floor, 2nd floor, 6th floor, 1st, or sorry, hold on, it's a lot of floors. So we got the 4th, the 2nd, the 6th, the 2nd, the 10th, and then the 5th. When you reach the 5th floor, press the button to return to the 1st floor. So basically, you know, like we did before.
Yeah.
The elevator will attempt to take you back up to the 10th floor. Begin pressing any other floor numbers to stop the elevator before it reaches the 10th floor.
Huh.
Which is terrifying, again, once again, because it's like, you're pressing all these buttons, what if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
If you stop the elevator at any other floor than the 10th, you can try and go back to the 1st floor. It should let you this time. Hmm. So, like, you know, you press...
It sounds like you're trying to glitch through a video game.
Yeah, it also sounds like you're going to break a lot of elevators.
Yeah. Sounds like the back room. It's like another version of the back room.
Only you're trying to do it. You're not just...
Yeah, you're not just randomly phasing out through reality.
Yeah. So, you think you made it back into the real world. When you reach the 1st floor, check the outside, once again, the outside world, to make sure you made it out. If anything seems off, so like maybe colors are different, or people are a little weird, or no people maybe.
I was going to say, if there is people, then they said it's completely devoid of life in that realm.
Yeah, so unless they're ghosts you don't realize it.
Yeah, it could be that. But at the same time, there would probably be multiple different timelines of ghosts within it for as long as that thing is there. So you'd be able to notice if there are people with,
you would,
like,
see, like, 1940s.
Yeah,
or...
if you see people with, like, 1800-style clothing on, you're definitely in the wrong
You're
line.
In the wrong place. Honestly, I mean, I wouldn't try this, but it'd be really cool to try this at, like, the Crescent Hotel.
Yeah.
I don't think that has more than, like, 2 or 3 floors, but, you know, like, a haunted place like that would be cool.
Yeah.
But, so once you're confident that you've reached the real world, you can exit the elevator. Some sources say once you exit the elevator, don't look back. Once you exit the elevator, do not look back. Don't look into the elevator and do not look behind you, like, at all. Just keep walking straight. Walk away from everything. I don't know exactly why that matters. Maybe they're worried that spirits or demons may have followed you out of the realm. And maybe they think if you actually, like, notice them or take notice, then they'll follow you specifically.
Yeah, because you gave them, once again, attention.
Yeah, you gave them attention.
Why are there Sorry, why are spirits so freaking needy? Yeah. Like, why do they crave attention? Like, why do you need my freaking attention?
Well, they're trapped on this side. When
but there's a reason you're trapped. You're stalking people. Like, stop being so damn needy. Wow. Yeah. Be an independent, strong ghost. And
that, like, don't need no men.
Yeah, that don't need no humans. Like, the hell, man. That's like a common thing, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, ghosts are always wanting attention.
Well, because they, you know, they need help, supposedly.
Yeah, well, they don't. They need a therapist, is what they need.
Ghost therapist. I mean, hey, that might be a market.
Ghost therapy.
Ghost therapy.
It'll let you commune with ghosts to help them solve their problems. That'd be a funny little spoof film. Oh, man. Yep. Go ahead, sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just thinking about that, actually. But anyway, so now we're going to rewind a little bit. Let's just say you do the ritual. The lady may or may not get on. You ascend to the 10th floor. The door's open, but you don't actually want to get out, which I don't blame you. So once you are done cautiously peering out of the safety of the elevator, even though you got the creepy lady next to you, you press the button for the first floor again. Keep pressing it until the elevator begins to move, because it might not, like, the first time.
Yeah.
So, like, break the button. Not really, but, you know.
Smash that like button.
Yeah. Except the first floor button.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, once you reach the first floor, exit immediately. Don't stop at any other floors. Don't get off any other floors. Still don't look at or talk to the woman. Just jump off the elevator on the first floor and mind your business, you know?
Yeah.
It's basically like you just got a little glimpse of the other world. You didn't actually want to go into it, which is perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
So that's how you actually play the elevator game.
Interesting.
There was one list of directions that actually brought up an idea that I had about the woman. So it said, don't speak to her. Don't look at her. Don't check to see if she's there. She is. Like, she definitely is. And, honestly, that last part gave me chills. My thought is that, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, if you're, how are you supposed to know there is even anybody entering the elevator?
I mean,
if you don't look, like, if you can't look, no matter what, how are you supposed to, do you hear it?
You could probably hear it. You could probably, like, sense the presence. Because, I mean, if you're looking down, not paying attention, you can tell when, like, someone gets on.
Yeah, you can hear it. You can hear their footsteps.
So, yeah, you probably hear it.
Yeah.
You just can't give her any kind of, like, notice.
Yeah.
Any attention.
But at the same time, if you're hearing it, that means you're paying attention to it. So it's a lot of weird.
I think
weird
it just stuff. Means, like, don't look at her.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't interact.
Yeah,
you
don't
know?
Interact.
So my thoughts on what the woman is, or what it, you know, what about it, is if she only shows herself to the ones she knows or thinks maybe are weak enough to fuck up and, like, look at her.
Because, yeah.
Like, the, once again, the episode that I saw on YouTube, he didn't look. He had the camera pointing that way, which is, like, fucked, because you're screwing everybody else.
Yeah. You're making everybody else look at her. You're going to have to rewatch this clip later.
Yeah.
You're going to be looking anyway. Like,
but, he got up to the fifth floor and opened it, and nothing showed up. So maybe she's kind of, she only, like, shows herself to people that might look, or really, like, you know.
Yeah,
have a higher chance of looking.
Yeah, like a curiosity killed the cat mm-hmm. situation. And you're the cat.
Yeah. Because honestly, it depends on the tale, the legend. She either stays silent, or sometimes she likes to pick on you, kind of. Like, you know, calling your name or screaming. She'll scream what's wrong, or she'll call your, ask you questions about, like, anything. It
so she's
like
a regular child,
but it's not, but it's like, where are you going, or
what floor are you going to?
Yeah like creepy shit, you know. Yeah. And it's like, I feel
what,
like,
what room you staying in, what position are you sleeping in your bed? Do your feet hang off, do you keep them covered?
I like feet to hang off. I like to grab them. But, you know, it's like she just, it depends on the legend, it depends on the person that tells the story. So I feel like if this is, like, a true thing, I feel like she only, she might prey on, not prey on, but, like, she only really shows herself to people she feels like might look at her, or might give her that attention. So, that's just my theory on it, though. It's a little chaotic, just because it's like, she's, like, screaming at you, she's dead silent, or, you know. Mm-hmm. What if she got, like, really close to you? Like, she's, like, right in front of your face, but you got your eyes closed or something?
Yeah, like, how, like, can you feel her breath on your face? Like,
can you slap her?
Yeah, you're not paying attention, you're just flailing.
I'm just fighting air, you know? Yeah.
Alright. And my thing is, like, what if it's, like, a seductive spirit? Like, what if the spirit just grabs your junk?
She's kind of hot.
Like, what if the spirit just grabs your junk, and you're not supposed to react to that? You're just like, what happened, I guess?
Like, don't get chubby.
Yeah. let's get off of that train.
See you, bye. But anyway. Yeah. So now we're going to jump back to that blog that I was telling you about, the 2010 one. Yeah. This is supposedly the first time that an experience was detailed online. Mm-hmm. Like, at least as far as I know, there's probably, like, way older ones, but it's kind of hard to go back in time. And also, it, like, probably was passed around at, like, schools more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, not everything had to be on the internet, you know?
And, like, at the same time, too, like, with this person that made this blog, they're acknowledging the fact that there was a little girl. So, technically, you're still acknowledging her, just not within that moment, you know what I mean?
You're just not telling, like...
So, how does this person know that they're even in...
You're just not talking to her.
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying, like, the person who wrote this blog, how do they know that they're not in the spirit realm? Like, how do they know that? Like, me and you, we could be spirits right now, and he's hearing this, and he's like, oh, man, now I got to rethink everything. Yeah, dude, rethink everything, because you have no idea.
We're a ghost podcast.
Yeah, we're a ghost. It's a haunted cafe for a reason.
I'm a spooky-dookie ghost. Woo! Yummy, there you go. But anyway, so, we're going to jump back.
Simulation. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. So... I'm not entirely sure how true or not true the story is. It could be more of just, like, someone writing a story about it. Like, they heard about it, so they made, like, you know, their own spooky story. So the title of the blog... Excuse
me. Sorry.
I had a pause, and you could have burped that. So the title of the blog is Review of How to Go to Another World. So the word review, to me, makes me think that obviously he or she, I'm not entirely sure, it doesn't really mention it, heard about it from somewhere else. Because it's like a review. It's like, oh, I reviewed this book, or oh, I reviewed this food, like we do on Snack Praisers.
Yeah, come check out Snack Praisers on YouTube.com. Anyway, it's almost like that book from Beetlejuice.
Oh, like, yeah, the handbook.
The handbook of the recently deceased, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's almost like that. Like, you're reviewing it from that. Like, it has already been told, you know?
Yeah.
This is what happens, now repeat it.
Yep. And obviously, it wasn't in the way that they, like, tell something that... Hold on, my friggin' text is weird.
Jiminy freaking
obviously,
Christmas.
It wasn't it the way... Here's what I wrote. So
obviously,
this...
it wasn't it the way.
This is how I wrote, okay, guys? Obviously, it wasn't it the way... that they tell it something that this person made up. Yeah, that's why I struggle.
And you said you don't drink. That sounds like some mumbling, drunken bullshit to me.
It does. So I think what I was trying to say was that the way that they tell the story is that they kind of, like, stumbled upon it. Like, they stumbled upon another encounter. Like, you know, they learned about it from somebody else.
Yeah.
Because the way that they talk about it is like, oh, I entered the elevator and I pressed these buttons and then this happened. Yeah. This person comes with the full intention of doing this ritual that they heard from somewhere else.
Oh, they would have to get from somewhere else. Otherwise, they wouldn't know how to do the ritual.
Because, I mean, unless
it would have been something they just created themselves.
That's what I was going to say. Unless they created it, like, themselves.
Just to get that media attention, my guy.
Yep. Anyway, so the blog starts by saying... that the person is home in an apartment building with 14 floors. They decide to go for a jog, So they leave the apartment at 2:40 p.m. The timestamps, they timestamp all the events too, which, I mean, it's nice, but at the same time, it doesn't make it authentic.
Because yeah. I also, don't if pay they, if attention. How are they timestamping it? Because if the electronics stop working.
No, they're not. Right now, they're not in the real world. Right now, they're in the real world. They're going for a job. So it's like.
It seems very thought out.
Yeah, very planned. Very methodical.
Yeah.
Because I don't pay attention to the clock unless it's time to eat or.
or time to go to bed.
Or time to go to bed, yeah. So it's like, you know. The way it sounds, while they're jogging, they make up their mind to maybe try the game. The English translation is kind of broken, so I apologize if I kind of, like, miss something, or if I get something wrong. Because, like I said, it was, like, automatically translated, so it's, like, kind of broken English, which is perfectly fine. I just might personally miss something.
Yeah.
So once he's done jogging, I'm going to say it's a he. I'm not sure if it's a he or a her, but...
Once it's done jogging.
Yeah. So once they're done jogging at 3:03 p.m., they go up to his second story apartment and gets a shower. At that point, they decide, yes, we're going to try this game. So they go back to the first floor. This was at 3:13 p.m.
Gotta be clean if you're going to see them spirits.
Yep. So it's during the daytime. It's not nighttime. Like, it's not dark out. Yeah. It's afternoon, you know? Yeah.
Which is unusual, because most activity is at night. Any kind of weird activity like that, anyway. It's like, nighttime is the time to do it.
Yeah. And also, you would think that, like, 3:30 or 3:13, it's really busy. Like, people might be coming home from work school.
Yeah, most definitely. It would be busy as crap.
It's a weird time to do it, but, I mean, I think at this point he starts getting nervous that someone may see him play the game and he might be, like, a little embarrassed. Or even just, like, he's worried about somebody entering the elevator while he's trying it. But a minute later, they're on the elevator. They press the fourth floor. The door opens and no one enters. They press the second floor button. So far, okay. They get to the sixth floor next. The writer admits that he's feeling really nervous now. But continues and presses the second floor. He starts feeling dizzy. I think he even mentions, like, how elevators often cause dizziness if you're riding them a lot.
Well, because you're shifting to your... Mm-hmm. For one...
It's elevation.
Yeah, you're shifting, literally, temperature, like, up and down constantly. You're also shifting air pressure up and down constantly. Like, it will make
you're
you
in a very tight box.
Yeah,
too.
You have limited oxygen. You're making yourself disorientated from doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, there are people who get motion sick just from moving in general.
Yeah,
like, it's very easy
mm-hmm.
to get motion sick or get disorientated on an elevator.
Yeah. So then he presses the button for the 10th floor, and it goes up and it opens. He starts really thinking about what he's doing, even saying maybe he's kind of, like, hoping that someone comes into the elevator now to kind of, like, stop the game.
Yeah.
Suddenly, without a moment's thought, he presses the fifth floor button, almost like he was kind of forced to, mm-hmm. is what he says. So the elevator goes back down to the fifth floor, and the door opens. He looks away, and a woman with long hair and a pale face and an old navy blue uniform comes in.
How does he know if he's not looking?
I don't know. Maybe, like, peeking, kind of?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Then he wouldn't have been writing this.
Yeah.
This is BS.
He said, I'm not sure, you know? Because, I mean, there's, like, obviously you have your, like, peripheral vision where you can, like, you're not really looking at it.
You're not looking,
but, like,
you can still somewhat see
Like, if I'm looking straight across, I can tell that, like, our kitchen is this way, you know? Yeah. But yeah, he even says something along the lines of, like, he knew that she didn't have a long life, and he sure knew that she wasn't human. So I'm not sure if it was, like, I guess that means that it was a younger girl,
yeah.
And that, you know, something happened that he kind of recognized that she wasn't alive. I'm pretty sure he starts having a panic attack, because he begins saying that he's not able to breathe. He panics and clicks the sixth floor button, to do the game correctly, you're supposed to hit the 10th.
Yeah.
Where? The lady asks him. So that's like, maybe that's like her saying like, oh, you messed up.
Yeah.
Like you went to the, you clicked the wrong button, you know? He didn't answer her and he begins crying actually, which honestly I can't blame him.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be terrified too. As soon as it hits the 6th floor, he runs out, and runs downstairs by the staircase. He panicked so badly that he left the building and went to a nearby convenience store, where he checked his watch and it read 3:42 p.m. So he said, besides running to the convenience store, which only took about 5 minutes, he figured that he was on the elevator for maybe 5 to 10 minutes. But it took him, I think, more than maybe 20.
Oh.
He thought that he was, like, on it for only, like, 5 or 10, but it was actually, like, 20. Yeah, so it was longer than what he thought.
Yeah.
He then goes on to talk about how he was so scared he wouldn't recommend anyone doing it, etc. I'm not sure if the blog is the actual original poster, because at the bottom it says, not my I can't talk. Hold on. At the bottom of it, it says, not my review. Taken from a DC horror story gallery.
Huh.
So, it might be... I feel like it's fake, but, you know. I was
gonna say, it sounds like it's fabricated.
Because, like I said, if you read it... I'll try posting it on the YouTube... In the YouTube description of this video.
Yeah.
But the way that he describes it, it's like... I felt very emotional. I don't like the smell of my soap. Like, he just gets really descriptive about stuff. It's really weird.
Sounds like a detective narrating his life.
Mm-hmm.
As I stood there looking out the window, I could see the water droplets running down the window.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, why do I cry? Why do I cry? It's an old song.
Okay. I didn't know that, so I was like, what?
While I was staring out the window and watching these raindrops drip down the windowpane, I could hear Johnny in the back room making a steak. Like, what the frick?
Yeah, yeah, like, it's like that. It's not like, because, like, if I were to write this, I'd be like, I press this button, I press that button, I'm regretting my life, and then I press this button.
Yeah. You know?
I'm not, like, describing the soap that I used to shower, and, you know.
As I smelled the cooking steak in the back room, I suddenly felt ill.
Yeah.
I felt like I was going to vomit all over the window pane.
Yep.
I felt the emotion of uncertainty.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Too descriptive.
It was a great story. Like, I was, like, trying to figure out what happened before, like, it reached the end. Yeah, but, yeah. This, obviously, it's kind of more of, like, an internet legend now. It's bounced in and out of the spotlight over the years, and honestly, most recently was in 2013, with the death of Aliza Lamb. I think it's Elise, or Aliza. I'm gonna call it Aliza. It's Elisa.
Might be Eliza.
Eliza.
I don't know. Just say how you were gonna say it.
I'll say Elisa, because it's Elisa, so. Yeah. I'm not gonna dig too much into this case, because... there's a lot of possibilities and theories, as to what actually happened to her, because it's an unsolved, to me, it's an unsolved murder case, but to other people, it's just an unsolved case.
Yeah.
The elevator game is just one of the very, like, many possibilities. So Aliza Lamb was born on April 30th, 1991, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. She was 21 when she passed away, so... very young. We're going to go back to just a tiny bit to explain how and why she might have ended up at the Cecil Hotel, which is a very famous hotel, by the way. Not in good ways, but... Aliza was the daughter of immigrants from Hong Kong to Canada. She was a student at the University of British Columbia. She was known to be a sweet girl and was doing well in school. She was struggling with her mental health. I believe she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression. With these disorders, she was struggling to kind of, like, stay in school. She decided to take kind of, like, a hiatus, and she took a trip to California by herself. I think that that was kind of like a thing that her parents really didn't want her to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, she did it anyway. She was 21, so.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was for her to clear her mind or if she just wanted to go explore a little bit, but she went. She traveled on buses around, like, she kind of traveled on buses to get around. She visited the San Diego Zoo 2 days later. She arrived at the Cecil Hotel, which is very close to Skid Row. And Skid Row is a really, like, shitty area. It's very drug-filled. A lot of murders go on. It's just a really bad area. And sadly, she somehow ended up in it. She was given a shared room to begin with. I'm not sure if this was at the Cecil Hotel or somewhere else, because I remember hearing from, I think, Morbid Podcasts. They talked about it being at, like, a hostel, at, like, a different thing. But they ended up giving her a single room by herself because her roommates complained about odd behavior. She was supposedly leaving notes for her roommates saying go away or go home.
Weird.
Yeah. During this trip, Aliza would contact her parents every day, no matter what. Every day. And on January 31st, the day that she was supposed to be leaving the Cecil, she did not get a hold of them, and they couldn't get a hold of her either. They called the LA Police Department, who ended up going and doing a search of the Cecil Hotel, but could not find her. Soon after searching for her, the police released CCTV footage from the Cecil on their website. This is where the elevator game kind of comes into play. The video shows Aliza in one of the Cecil Hotel elevators acting like really strangely. She can be seen getting into the elevator and pushing all of the buttons. She steps in and out of the elevator, constantly like peeking around the corner. She's just like peeking into the hallways. She gets out of the elevator a few times, gets back in it. She stands right outside of the elevator and, she kind of like moves her hands in weird ways. Like,
is she having like a seizure?
Yeah. No one knows if she was like trying to like talk to someone or if she was scared of somebody. No one else was captured on the video. The weird thing is I think, not entirely sure, it might have been an edited version of the video. Oh. So, like, there were spots cut out.
Yeah.
During it.
That could have been
so edited. So, someone might have been standing there talking to her, mm-hmm. but the hotel, like, happened to cut those pieces out to show her being by herself.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. That's basically, honestly, where the elevator game theory is, just because she's in an elevator. February 19th, 2 weeks after the strange video footage was posted, guests of the Cecil Hotel started complaining of foul-tasting water, low pressure, and a dark mud-type water coming out of the taps.
Yep.
A maintenance worker went up to the roof of the building where they have their water tanks, which are these huge, like, metal tanks.
Mm-hmm.
These things are huge. he opened one of the tanks and found Aliza Lamb's body floating in the water.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of things that people who studied this case believe went wrong. There wasn't a proper autopsy. They had found her proper meds in her system because, you know, obviously, like I said, she was on, she had bipolar and she was depressed.
Yeah.
One of her medicines was also it was prone to cause hallucinations.
Yeah.
So that also could have been played into it.
And honestly, if it is causing hallucinations, she's going up and down in the elevator so much, she's also disorienting herself.
Yep.
And making it way worse. Like, at that point, she's just chasing a dragon. Like,
yeah, and she doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
They didn't find any bad drugs in her system or any alcohol. And like I said, there are some side effects with her meds that can cause manic side effects like hallucinations and, you know, other things. But while her mental health may explain her behavior in the elevator, it does not explain how she ended up in the water tanks.
Yeah.
No. Because these water tanks are like, I don't know the exact measurements, but they're like really tall. So it would be really hard for her to climb into them herself.
Yeah.
And also the lids of the metal tanks are like 20 pounds each.
Oh, wow.
So it being higher up, it would be really impossible for her to be able to just pick them up herself.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't exactly think that's what happened. But we're not going to get fully into that. It was basically more so about, the elevator game itself.
Yeah.
I'd love to do an episode on this case, so I probably will, honestly. I'm going to stop here for now. The main reason why I wanted to mention this is because there are a lot of people who believe that she was playing the elevator game when she died. I personally really don't believe that, because it doesn't really show any evidence of her pressing, like, specific buttons.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to for this game. She literally just, like, runs her hand, you know.
Oh, wow.
Down the buttons. So she could be showing like the aftermath of her playing the game. Like, yeah. She was stuck on the 10th floor and now she's like trying to get out, but it's so like, you know, either hallucinating or just so like out of it that she doesn't know what she's doing. That's a possibility. But I really don't think so. I'm not really going to give my full opinion on what happened to her itself. I just feel like if they had shown her, like, in the hallway doing weird stuff, or maybe in her room doing weird stuff, if they had cameras there, yeah. I don't feel like...
they wouldn't be allowed to, but...
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
If she was anywhere else doing weird shit, I don't know if they would mention the elevator game.
Yeah, probably not.
Because, like I said, it was just... She just happened to be in an elevator at the time that the weird stuff was going on.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Yeah. So the elevator game has been around for many generations, terrifying any and everyone who may be so bold as to try it. YouTubers in later years, aka the past few years, have been able to do the ritual, and many have said that they have completed it. The ones I have watched... have not had any kind of, like, spectral woman appear. No really, like, craziness or anything. So, to me, there's not really enough concrete evidence to prove that this is, like, a real thing.
Yeah.
But what do you believe?
I mean, I believe it's possible. There's just a lot of holes in the story that don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of questions that aren't answered or don't have answers that should have answers. You know what I mean?
But at the same time, who are you going to ask about these? You're not going to ask the woman.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, if, like, for that person who was, like, really descriptive about it, like, I don't know. There's just, it's just weird.
There's
like,
some
with me,
missing,
like, with
yeah.
me, like, my mind just goes everywhere when it comes to this stuff. And if I were to ever even attempt this game, I would bring something with me to see if I was actually in the spirit realm, to see if I was actually in that world. Like, I would bring something with
me. Oh, yeah, you
me.
Mean, like, drop, like, maybe drop, like, a book or something.
Yeah,
like,
I would,
pen, you
know,
or...
Yeah, I would write stuff down, or, you know, I would find, I don't know, I would do
or
something.
Or a secret something, like, take a Sharpie and write underneath, like, or write on a wall or something.
Yeah, exactly,
saying,
like,
Alan was here in the date, or, you know, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, and also, like I had said before, like, if the doors... are locked and it's just a massive hallway, can you break the doors down?
I feel like you could.
Yeah.
I mean, I, you know.
Like, well, like I said, if it's locked, does that mean there's somebody behind the door? Or does that mean there's nobody behind? It's like
yeah,
the only way to find out is to actually act on it. Like, it can be a completely empty floor and it just have really bad lighting and you not be in a spirit realm, but you
yeah.
think you're there because it has that
can
effect.
Can you imagine that, though?
Yeah.
Like, you're not in a spirit realm or whatever and you go busting down somebody's door.
Well, I mean, there's your proof. You're not going to freaking
yeah,
stay there
get,
now.
You're going to get arrested.
Well, yeah, but I'd rather have proof that this did not happen and get arrested, have to pay a fine, spend a few nights in jail instead of being stuck in the underworld. Like,
but what if you are, though, and then... Because you never know. I mean, I don't think people have, like, stayed long enough to do thorough research. So what if there
yeah.
is, like, some kind of cops or, like, there are people there that may be dead, but they're still, like, they're kind of, like, stuck in the, you know, middle...
They're stuck in limbo.
Middle, yeah. So they still, like, go to their jobs every day. They're still, like, you know.
It's just there needs to be... It needs to be...
I guess someone would have to research it.
Yeah, there's got to be, like, because it legit sounds like something made up. It sounds like something that was made up for the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Like, it literally sounds like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, I
it's
agree
just,
with
it's
that.
Way too out there. Like, there are certain, like, you know, extraterrestrial activities or, like, poltergeist activities or spiritual activities.
That's actually
been
documented.
That's actually been documented. Yeah. Like, this is just something... Hey, did you hear about the elevator game? And, like, somebody just tossed in a bunch of numbers. And, like, oh, specifically, the building has to have 10 floors.
Well, no, like, it can have more than that.
Well, I'm saying, like...
It has to be at least. But anyway, that was something else that I wanted to research, too. Because when I first got into this, I was like, oh, the numbers must mean something.
Yeah.
They don't.
No.
The only one that actually does is the number 4. And the number 4, I think, in Korean and Japanese, like, language... The number 4 sounds very similar to death.
Yeah.
Like, the way that they pronounce it. Yeah. So, that kind of gives the number 4 a bad connotation. Yeah. But I think 4 is only used once. It might be in the middle of it, but it's only used once. It's not, like, a significant, like, part. Like, I thought 2 would be, because you have to go to 2, like, twice.
Yeah.
But, there's no bad, like... number, like, what's it called, numerology to it?
Yeah, yeah, so, something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing to those.
The story doesn't make sense. It doesn't, like, even like, really well-made stories that are completely fake make sense, you know what I mean? Like, when it's, like, random shit that happens for no reason and they're just tossing random stuff in there and, like, everything is, like, specific but not specific enough, it makes it sound fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounds like you're trying to convince somebody, but you forget what you were talking about. You know what I mean?
I feel like it was just something that somebody, like,
somebody got bored one day, and they're
like,
hey,
Slenderman creepypasta.
Exactly. Like, it's just, I don't know, it just seems odd.
Yeah. But would I still try the ritual? Honestly, no.
No, I mean, I wouldn't.
I don't
want to
try it. Because
no.
if it does end up being real, I don't want to experience that.
Yeah. Like, if I had nothing to lose, then yeah, I'm gonna try. Like, if I had nothing to live for whatsoever, and there's a chance that I could be stuck, if I plan on offing myself anyway, then I'm gonna do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess
just to see what happens. Like if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna go out swinging. I'm gonna try this real quick, see what goes on. If I don't
scientific research.
Yeah, if I don't come back, I don't come back. You know, if I come back, hey, there's the proof. You know what I mean?
But like, no, I wouldn't try it myself.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I would do. Like, if I had literally had absolutely nothing left to live for, there's a lot of stuff that I would do that I wouldn't normally do. That would, like, the steps, for example, the staircases that we
were talking about. Haunted
staircase. This haunted staircase, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would go to these abandoned builds and try finding good. I would do all of this.
Yeah.
If there was a possibility that I was not coming back, if I had planned on not coming back, then I'm going to do it because that's the plan. If I happen to survive, then I'll just try again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the key thing here for me too, is like, I don't like not being in control, but like my body and, you know.
Yeah.
So if I did end up on like the 10th floor really dizzy and stuff like that, that gives me anxiety just thinking about it, like not being able to make it back.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's just, you know, it's stuff that I would do if I had nothing to live for. That's all it comes down to. I would do it. If the proper circumstances were at hand, so.
All right, well, let us know what you guys think. Would you try this elevator ritual? If you would, let us know what you think. Like, would you go to, like, a super haunted hotel, or...
Would you look at the girl? Like, see, that's my big thing. Like, how do you know? Unless you, like, there's no documents of them hearing footsteps.
No.
It's about looking. Like, if you, even out of your peripheral... If I'm acknowledging something is in my peripheral vision, but I'm not looking, I'm still acknowledging that object.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't make sense.
You have to, like, definitely not even, like, realize if she's there.
Exactly. You would literally have to have, your eyes closed, your ears plugged, and you have to be stuck in a corner. And then
then you gotta press the button.
Exactly.
Like,
so you still have to look. Like, no matter what, you're gonna have to open your eyes, and you're gonna have to see that. There's no way to avoid it.
Yeah. But,
Because no matter what, you're gonna acknowledge. It's like, even with the person documenting it. Like, documenting it is adding acknowledgement. Like, you knew exactly what that thing looked like. You're being so specific.
And he described it, too, exactly. So you must have looked.
Yeah, you had to have looked. Because you can't, like, me, if I'm looking over to the left here, and all I see right now is just your knee. If I don't see your face, I can't describe your face. Yeah. I'm not looking at your face. All I see is your knee. I can describe your knee, but I have to be so close, and by the time I'm recognizing your face, I am fully acknowledging that you are a person and not an object.
Yeah. Unless like, unless they mean, like, acknowledgement as in, like, talking to her, or, maybe. Like, you know, like, but, saying I mean, hello or anything like that.
It's still, it's like you know, any acknowledgement in general would screw your life up if that was the case, like, any of it. It's just, like, talking about Slenderman, that whole Slenderman thing that was going on. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to avoid Slenderman, you do not talk about Slenderman. And once you talk about Slenderman, he's going to show up.
Yep.
It's acknowledging. Thanks, Allie. It's acknowledgement, like, no matter what. You're like it's like say if you're in an elevator and somebody's getting murdered next to you and you're not even looking, not even paying attention, you're just hearing everything that's going on, and then they go to look at the CC tape and the cop brings you in, hey, you were in this elevator. It's like, oh no, I didn't see any of that.
Even though you knew what happened.
Exactly, you knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
Like, you knew what was happening.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't feel like that there's enough documented information.
There's not. It seems way too fabricated to me. There's too many holes.
I mean, it's a great story.
It is. It's a nice story.
There was a movie made out of it, too, I think called Just the Elevator.
Mm.
Like, The Elevator.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, it's... Honestly, Japanese and, like, Korean, like, culture always brings really spooky shit, so...
And that's another thing with the staircases, too. Like, if you haven't gone through the staircases and lived, how do you know what actually happens?
Yeah.
Like, you're just talking out of your ass at this point.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that turns out to be not really true.
Yeah, I know, but...
If it was true, like, you're basically just either... I mean, there were people that went up the staircases and shit happened to them, but...
Yeah.
I guess it is mostly about, like, documentation, you know?
It's just, if aliens weren't talked about, nobody would pay attention.
Yep.
Like, if they were never mentioned, period, throughout any point in time... It never would have been thought of. Out of sight, out of mind.
No one would do research about it.
Exactly. And the fact that there has been stuff that has happened, there's been, like, you know, writing on walls, shit like that. It's acknowledgement. You're acknowledging something is out there. So in the back of your head, the way the brain works is when you acknowledge something, you know it's there. You can't not acknowledge something if it's right next to you.
Yep. All right. Well, so that's basically it for this episode. Mm-hmm. Like I said, comment on YouTube if you would try this, you know, this ritual. Let us know, like, would you look at the girl? Would you, you know, what would you, what do you think? You know, what are your thoughts on this ritual?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So, that's it for this episode. Yep. Next episode is going to be a little bit more intense. I'm probably going to give, like, a little bit of a, not of a warning, but this next episode is actually going to be about a serial killer.
Yeah, trigger warning.
I'm definitely giving trigger warnings for the beginning of that one, just because it's a little gruesome. But, so get ready for that, and hopefully you enjoyed this video. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please be sure to follow us on Spotify, subscribe on YouTube, comment, share, do all that stuff.
Yep. And acknowledge us.
Yeah, acknowledge us.
Acknowledge us and let other people acknowledge us as well by sharing our content.
All right. You'll see us in your dreams. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, if you see me in your dreams, you got issues.
All right, guys. All right.
See you guys later.
See ya.